Sanji's Dead Cow Beef House, Dump Bins, Man Junk, and the lawyers at Knob Slob Bob Coos Cooch and Twat are proud to present the Straight Jacket Quartet.
Recently, a few months, almost a year ago, Halo Reach came out. And prior to the release of Halo Reach, a lot of rabid Halo fans were really worried
that it was going to be crap.
That it was going to be crap because this was the last time that the company who came up with it and had been doing all of the Halos was going to do a Halo game. They were losing the rights or whatever, and it's going to pass to somebody else. Whatever the case may be, a lot of people were concerned. Oh, my God, this game is going to suck because this is the last one. And apparently, there's a precedent with a lot of gaming industry creators that when they come to the last in a line of games, they tend to phone it in. So a lot of people were worried. To their credit, and I'm not a big Halo fan, I play maybe once every 11 weeks, Halo Reach was just as good as Halo 3 was.
Yeah.
You know, it was visually interesting, and Halo, and not being a Halo fan, I can't really tell you much more than that, but I can tell you that the rabid Halo fans that I go to school with love it.
Yeah. Well, and, you're right. There are a lot of games where, you know, they've reached number 3, number 4, whatever the last one they decide to do, and just like, yeah, fuck it, here. This is what you're going to do. Take it, put it. There you go. Have fun.
Yeah. And I got to wonder, we know very well that I was not a big fan of Grand Theft Auto. I literally did not get into it until, New Mexico, and my brother sat me down and said, here, play this game. It was Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. You'll like it. Yeah, I don't know. I played it before. It's stupid. You'll like it. I played it. The story was interesting. The gameplay was interesting. You know, because all I'd seen of Grand Theft Auto series prior to that was, let's sit around and shoot cops and people.
Let's go shoot cops, go grab a hooker, do her, kill her, take her money back.
I didn't get, nobody really sat me down and showed me the story. My brother wanted me to see the story. He didn't want to see me kill it, show me, yeah, you can kill cops, you can kill hookers, you can kill, just go play the story. And that's what he wanted me to do. I agreed. I got hooked. I got interested. I wanted Halo. I wanted Grand Theft Auto 4. And then Rockstar came out with Red Dead Redemption, which is, we know that after New Mexico, I fucking hate cowboys.
Yeah.
Cowboys make me fucking sick. Try selling a car to a cowboy and you'll realize why. Okay. But there were so many things about Grand Theft Auto 4 that I liked that it was something I was willing to try. And of course, right now, Red Dead Redemption is my favorite game, and I'm hooked on Rockstar because I can't wait until May because L.A. Noire comes out. And they did such an awesome job of creating a period environment in Red Dead Redemption, and L.A. Noire takes place in like 30s or 40s. I can't wait to see it, and I can't wait to see how the game is and play it, and hopefully I'm either working or somebody thinks of me for my birthday. Something.
I'll get you shit in the box.
Like, literally shit in a box?
Yeah, shit in a box.
My last comment towards Mass Effect 2 was kind of a little weaker than Mass Effect story-wise. But my last comment about all this is, if you're going to put out half a game, don't charge full price.
Yeah, that's one thing.
The online content thing? If you're gonna release the rest of the game and online content, you can't charge us full price for the original part of the title.
I tend to agree with that. If you're gonna charge $60 for a game, it needs to be a full game. Mm-hmm. It needs to be something that you can't complete in 5 minutes or a day or something like that.
Well, not only that, but if you're gonna have a game that's $60-$70, The online content, if you're going to add online content, don't charge $10 to $20 for us to download it.
Something I'd like to see added to online content, and Red Dead Redemption sort of has it, is co-op mode.
Yeah.
Now, the co-op is actually separate stories. It doesn't have anything to do with the single-player story. But I would like to see two-player versions online of the single-player story. Well, that, or something like that. That would be cool.
Half-Life, the first Half-Life. I'll do this real quick. The first Half-Life actually had a two-player option. I forget exactly where, you know, what it was called and when it came out, but it was actually a separate story with two twins that you played through pretty much the Half-Life genre. You know, and it was actually good. You know, it was cooperative missions you could do. Really good one. But for some reason, that, you know, that was the last time I've ever seen something like that. Now it's just like, you know, here, you two guys go through the same mission, you know, every same mission you just did, and have fun.
Okay.
You know, this was separate storyline, pretty much, you know, same kind of bit. It was a first-person shooter style, but you're going off in a separate direction. You know, your storyline actually, it parallels part of, you know, the main storyline, but you're going around things.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I just, I guess an example I might use is Resident Evil series. Starting with 4, part of the, you know, regular player, the regular game, was side missions with other characters. Like, while Leon Kennedy was running around doing one thing, Ada Wong was doing another.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because you're playing them both separately, Ada Wong's missions didn't affect, it didn't really affect Leon Kennedy's. Now, if you made that, if you split that into an online player game, okay, one person playing Leon Kennedy, one person playing Ada Wong, you can actually make what they do affect one another.
Yeah.
So the two people are playing online, and, you know, what one person does, they never really run into each other except for in story, you know, in cutscenes. But, like, you know, have their what they're doing, you know, change the gameplay of the other person's. Like, if there's a boss that you have to kill, and the other person gets to him first, and I get to go on without the boss and move on. I think that would be interesting.
That could be achievable in single and two right. player.
Yeah, and it could. So while we're on this video game thing, I like I said earlier, I recently, you know, was able to go online with my PlayStation 3. I'm on PlayStation 3. And like I said, with most of my games, there aren't a lot of people out there playing, but Red Dead Redemption still has a lot. And I got to tell you, I was really, you know, I've talked about it before, how I didn't really want to go online because you run into idiots. I'm having fun with online play because I have run into some intelligent people, but I've also run into some serious fucking idiots out there. And a good example is this person that I ran into a couple of days ago. I ended up playing a game. We were both on mic so we can talk to one another. And he ends up inviting me, you know, sending me a friend request. And I, at the time, I was just kind of approving every friend request I've got. Since then, I've gone back and deleted a lot of people.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's like, good idea. Get rid of, you know. And I haven't deleted that guy yet because I've been thinking about it. But I'm actually going to go home and delete that guy because we ended up in a private session and he was talking about, now his name was actually the name of a group. A whole group got together and they came up with this name. One example is on Red Dead Redemption are the Mexican Locos. They're right. A bunch of people who have Loco and then something else.
Right.
That's their name, okay? This guy is talking to me, and he's like, yeah, I really want, you know, I think you're a good person. I think I want to invite you to play with our group. But, you know, we're going to have to test you and make sure that you can be part of our group. And this is going to be what we're going to do to test you. And then if you pass the test and you got to go and you got to make a new account and it's got to have
blank. Loco in it.
Well, yeah.
Whatever.
It's got to have blank and then whatever. And I'm sitting there thinking, as I'm talking to this guy, I'm thinking to myself, it's a fucking game, man.
Dude, okay. Online games, especially, you know, this has all started from those MMORPGs.
Uh-huh.
Dude, there are people like that. One of my coworkers at work, Sauce, he was telling me about some of the, you know, the guilds he's been in. We call him Sauce.
I'm just thinking how interesting these names of people he mentioned.
My name is Sauce.
No, he doesn't like
first
doesn't
name man.
Like, yeah. Well, we do make a lot of gay jokes about him.
Man or gooey.
Oh, God. Baby.
But he he was telling me about a lot of these guilds on all these MMORPGs that are like, they take people out for auditions to join the game.
Yeah,
you know, it's fucking insane.
I just don't get that. It's a.
I get it.
You get it.
I get it, and I'll tell you why. The first online game I ever played was on the computer.
Okay.
And it was Mech Commander. And you basically are in this walking, robotic-looking thing that you pilot, and you blow shit up with it. Other walking, robotic thingies. I went on there. I had no group. I had no whatever. I met a bunch of people that I liked. I started talking to them. And I wasn't asking to be part of their group initially.
Okay.
But I had such a great time interacting with them as people. I said, you know, is it possible to join your group? Because you guys seem the same mindset. You're all fun to be around. And they said, sure. And I did a trial position, what they call, where you have to get through combat against odds.
Right.
And try to win. And yeah. Did. And I joined that group, and I had such a blast with those guys. But it wasn't us against them mentality unless we had a match. And,
right.
And they had, like, scheduled matches. And that's the structure of it in that particular case is what attracted me to it. I had a group of friends that I called my own in my clan because there were different clans. And we would, you know, try to be the best we could in that particular league.
Okay.
And that was so I get it. I get the idea behind it. It doesn't mean you have to go friggin' nuts. But
yeah. The whole thing didn't strike you as even mildly goofy?
No, not really, because again, it was a league. It's like you go bowling, it's fun, but if you're decent at it,
right.
You're eventually going to join a league and you're going to be a little competitive with it. It's the same thing with the game.
Well, see, for me, okay, and one thing about this group is they're not all even in the same time zone. The guy that I was talking to is in the same time zone I am, right? But, like, the leader of the group is in a different time zone, and they're not even together. For me, like, if I were going to join a group, I would rather get on Xbox and have you call me up and say, hey, man, you know, since you're on Xbox now, how about let's make every one of us has a straitjacket quartet.
Yeah.
You know, gamer tag. And then we can get on and play these online games together. And we just all
that's what it was.
Work it out.
But that's what it was before there was an Xbox Live.
Right. See, I know you. And this is where I would rather know the people that I'm hanging with.
Well, I did.
You know, did you really know them?
Enough that I knew I wanted to you know, hang out with them and play games with them.
See, I actually see both points of doing it. You know, saying, you know, yeah, we'll bring you over, try you out for our team. But I do admit, like, on MMORPGs, it makes more sense to me. You know, because you create guilds, you create super groups, whatever it's called, whatever the game calls for.
Right.
But... It's that makes sense because, you know, it's something a little bigger. But when it's stuff like what you're talking about on, you know, just a online game.
Yeah, it's a sandbox. It's a sandbox game. And honestly, what you can do online is actually limited. What they're talking about is like group combat. And that's what pretty much like I notice a big difference in because. Red Dead Redemption online has three different online modes you can enter. You can enter friendly, no player-on-player combat. Normal, player-on-player combat with normal targeting. That means it auto-targets to the center of the screen. So you can actually auto-target on a person and hold it. And then there's hardcore, which is no auto-targeting with player-on-player combat. I mean, you just got to figure out how to aim at them.
Run and gun.
Run and gun, exactly. And that's all it pretty much is. When you're on friendly, most people are just there leveling up. They're just going for your points because you got to get from level 1 to level 50. But you got to do it 5 times in order to completely finish. Each time you hit level 50, up to the 5th one, you have the option to pass into legend and start all over again. You get more shit. But you're going through it over and over and over again. So you do hideouts. Which are these things where you go against NPC gangs, you know, to gain points. And then in normal mode and hardcore, most people aren't doing the hideouts. They're just like all over the place killing each other. And you'll hear, you'll get some people who will go in and just start up the game like, I'm going to go find me some people to kill. A lot of people like that.
Right.
And then you'll get those that'll pop into the game and it's like, I'm going to go try and level up and fight people who come in to try and take it away from me.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I tried leveling up on normal mode. I tried just because Pike's Basin, that's the most points you can get right there. It takes about 5 minutes. You get almost 2,000 points at a shot.
Okay.
To me, that's the best amount of points. And then every once in a while, Rockstar changes the programming so that for a certain amount of time, you get 3 times the experience for everything you do. So I'll go in and try and level up, and then people will come in. And I do this to try and, you know, get ready because eventually I want to try out hardcore.
Right.
When you're in normal mode and you're involved in a gang hideout, player-on-player combat is in hardcore. You know, it targets NPCs normally. But if you try and aim it at a player character, it doesn't zoom in. It doesn't automatically target on them. You have to actually sit there. I get killed a lot when that happens because I just don't have the patience.
That and the fact that those people have been playing it since it came out.
Yeah,
and
that's
the other thing.
They don't put down the controller.
Right. I am like, this game has been out. By the time you guys hear this, it'll have been for about a year. But as of now, it's been out for
13 months.
Right. As of now, it's been almost a year. And I spent most of that time playing it alone, you know, playing single player. I've done the single player mission twice and then done a lot of hunting. Dude, that thing's better than Cabela's.
Kill the wabbit.
I don't know if you demoed it or anything, but that thing is fucking better than Cabela's because it's a sandbox that you can hunt in. Cabela's, it's
linear.
You know, you got to go do certain things. This place, it's a sandbox. It, you know, you just go hunt whatever you want.
Something comes up and claws your ass.
Yeah, if you know them, if you've played the game enough, then you know the map well, and you know where things are. So you can sit there and go, I'm going to run around and hunt bears with a knife.
You dumbass. baseball bat.
Dude, that is one of, in order to get, there's these level challenges in the single player game. That's one of the challenges is to kill a bear with a knife, and there's a trick to it. Shoot it a few times and then run around behind it and stab its ass a lot.
All right. Now, which you want to do in real life anyway. One thing going back to what you said earlier about the online gaming being stupid and the same time zone and everything, like the group, not the online gaming itself. My group had like 6 people from England. One guy from the West Coast, me on the East Coast, a couple people from the Midwest.
Dude, I played.
But we always got together for one of those combat trials.
Yeah.
We had a time set and we met.
I played it's that Halo simple. With a couple Chinese dudes.
Yeah, okay.
No English.
Those called finger cuffs.
I don't know that it's necessarily stupid. I don't know that I don't necessarily think it's stupidness anymore. But there are certain things like, you know, basically, we know how I feel about gangs and joining gangs. And what the way I felt was like, yeah, man, you're going to join my gang. But we're going to test you. All right, you know, test me all you want. I mean, the thing is that I'm not thinking about starting all over again. Once I freaking pass in the legend for the last time and hit level 50 again, I don't want to start all over again.
Huh. Well, the other thing, it doesn't sound as conducive in Red Dead Redemption as it did in the game I was playing.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, the game I was playing, that set up a structure and a league and all that, and you had tournaments.
Okay.
There was no ambiguity to it. It had a set way of doing things, and it was fun. And if you just want to go on and goof off, you did it off league time.
Right. Well, you can do. There are gang shootouts. There are bag matches. There are a lot of different things you can do. It's just that 90% of the time, I see people just I'll log in, and there's only a certain amount of people allowed in each room.
Yeah.
Right. And I'll see like 2 teams of 4 running around the map killing one another. They're not trying to do anything else. They're just running around killing each other. And for me, it's like I want to try the co-op missions. I want to do the gang. I want to do Undead Overrun. I want to do, Let's stop running around the map killing things and go do something else.
I'll tell you something. That goes back to friend selection. Once you get the group of people, the core group of people that you enjoy playing the game with, you will have people like that willing, even if they've already done it, to help you out to do it. And then you might get a game that they didn't get right away down the line, and you'll be willing to do the same thing they did for you.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's where it becomes a fun environment, because I hated online gaming except for that Mech Commander game from Mech Command, from the when Mech Commander ended all the way through till the Xbox Live.
Okay.
I didn't really start enjoying online gaming at all in between that. We're talking at least 10 years until I played Burnout 4, and I got a core group of friends that were fun to play games with.
Yeah, I think I actually got kind of lucky the first time, because like I said, I played Friendly online for a long time, for a couple weeks before I even decided to try Normal, right? And my first time in Normal, and the biggest reason I didn't want to go in is because I was worried about, I'll click in and some high-level jackass will see a newbie.
I.e. six-year-old kid.
And go out, and a six-year-old kid will see a newbie and come after me and make me annoyed. I got in, the first person I ran into was a high-level person, and, you know, he was actually nice. He showed me a bunch of things, you know, and it was an adult. It wasn't a...
That's why.
You know, it wasn't a child. Of course, we were sitting there talking, and this child came in and just started shooting, so the guy's actually telling me tricks to avoid getting repeatedly killed. I mean, the guy showed me how to turn on invincibility online. There's a way to do it.
Oh, wow.
That's nice. One of the glitches. Yeah, it's a really cool glitch. And it's actually one of the simplest things that happens. Every time you get killed four times, it gives you the option to transport away from the violence, to get the hell out of there. Because some people are so asinine, they'll just follow you around killing you if they realize that you're an easy target, just because they feel better about themselves. So what you do is you select transport and then you cancel it immediately, and then all you have to do to go invincible is hit your red eye and select at the same time. Nobody can kill you
and you become Iron Cowboy.
Yeah,
you hit red eye, so you're taking a flight
dead eye. Yeah. You hit your dead eye button and select at the same time, and nobody can kill you. You can't move around or anything, but it's great because the guy actually sat there and taught me how to watch somebody unload their weapon. And as soon as he went to relay, he's like, okay, now. Back out, crack. Nice. He also showed me how to reset my the hat stick sensitivity so that I could auto-target somebody and then flip up the targeting reticle and get a headshot almost every time.
Nice. So, you got very lucky that you ran into somebody good to start that, or you might not have played it again.
Oh, I probably wouldn't have. I probably would have, you know, just been like, okay, this is stupid. Well, I don't want to do it.
My times playing, I played Counter-Strike online, and I played Halo.
Right.
And I was going into it, you know, Counter-Strike, of course, I played with my friend Fox, and then we jumped online. So we're in the same room together, but we're online with, you know, a larger group. That, I had some annoying people who were quite, you know, drove you up a wall. You know, some little fucker who decided to do, like you said, found, you know, you might be easier to kill or something and go after you.
Yeah.
But Halo, I rarely played the multiplayer on it because I got tired of, you know, some 14-year-old kid who, you know, because this kid has no life, he skips school all the time and plays this fucking game, just sits there, you know, goes after you. He starts talking trash, and it's like, people, you know, you're just sounding ridiculous. And it's not just talking trash, like, you know, quick trash talking, like they're the king of the fucking world.
And they treat you like, getting ignorant.
You know, and I even had some people challenge, you know, like when I shot one guy, after he had shot me like 20 times and, you know, killed me 20 times, I shot him, killed him once, and he's like, man, I'll come over, kick your ass. It's like, do you even live in my time zone, you fucking retard?
Yeah. The online bravado obviously is everywhere that you can get online. I did not run. That first kid, after me and this other guy, you know, tagged him a few times, he went away. you know, yeah, he tagged me a few times in that, but once I had learned a few things, and
you weren't easy prey anymore.
I wasn't easy prey. He went away. All right. And I didn't run into another asshole kid for a couple of weeks. It was actually a while. I ran into, fairly decent kids that were just playing. One of them I had to get off my friends list just because every time I was on, he was sending me an invite, invite me to the game. And I would invite him in. And the first thing he would do was go somewhere else and then ask me for help.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know what? If you can't, if you went off on your own, if you can't do it by yourself, don't sit there and bug me with the help. And the last time this happened, was when I met that one guy I was talking about. And I still haven't made the decision on this one. I mean, he seemed like a nice guy. You know, for me, it's just kind of like.
You're talking about the guy that
invited me to his
gang
to try out for
not,
his gang.
Not the guy who taught you everything.
Right, not the guy who taught me everything. The guy who taught me everything, he doesn't have his own gang. He's a full-on level 50. He can't pass into legend anymore. He's just on playing, having fun.
Yeah.
You know, and he's really difficult to bring down. So, but yeah, there was the night that I met this other guy. I had invited this kid in. He's a British kid. And... I told him when he sent me the invite, I sent him a message. I'm like, dude, I'm playing normal mode. I'm involved in a massive battle. Everybody's shooting everybody. And this is what I'm doing. So if you're willing, if this is what you want to do, then we'll do it. He sent me back. Okay. So I sent him an invite. He followed the invite. He came in. And first thing he did was got stuck. He couldn't get out of there. He's like, help. I can't get out. Can we go to a friendly match? I was like, no. And then I'm like, look, I'll clear you a path. You get out of here and go do something else. Because he was talking about, I want to get the stagecoach from Gaptooth Breach. I'm like, okay, you go do that.
I'm in the middle of something.
So I cleared him a hole, which took me, I got killed several times trying to do it, but I did it. Cleared him a path. He was able to get out. He gets to Gaptooth Breach. Yeah, because two of the guys followed him. He was an easy target sitting there. When you're all together close by, everybody can hear what you're saying.
Mm. Yeah.
The only other way people can hear what you're saying is if you're in a posse, and then it doesn't matter where you are on the map. You can be at either end. You can hear. But otherwise, the only way you can hear each other is in close proximity. We're battling in a relatively small area. The first place that you, one of the first places you end up in Red Dead Redemption is McFarland's Ranch, where you meet Bonnie McFarland. We were all battling right around McFarland's Ranch. There were, I think the maximum amount of people allowed in a session is 16, and there were 14 of us fighting one another, including several posses, of two fighting each other. My posse member ran off to Gaptooth Creek. One of the larger posses, full of four people, decided to send two of its guys after this kid to basically not allow him to do what he wanted to do. When he calls me and he comes over, I'm talking to other people in this area, and he's like, help! They won't let me get the stagecoach. I need help. And I'm like, dude, I can't get over there. I mean, at the time, I was dealing with this one team, a team of blue guys that weren't letting me go anywhere. This one guy kept activating a hideout so that anybody who tried to fight him had to aim in hardcore. Mm. And I kept trying to kill off all the guys and finish the hideout so that he couldn't do that. So I'm trying to play the game smart based on my abilities.
Right.
Right? And this kid's constantly just trying to help, and not only is he calling me in my ear, he's sending me messages.
Oh, my God.
So
he's got a British stalker.
So finally, the nice thing about the nice thing about it is once I deleted him, he can't send me messages anymore. He can go into his players met. He can go into his personal information and go through the players met and see my name and send me another message, and I'll ignore it because I'm done. I want to play this game to enjoy it. There's a guy from Tennessee and I think two guys from Texas. I know one is because his gamer tag is Texas Sniper. They're cool. I like those three guys. You know, I play with them as often as I can. The other gang, I'm not really sure, but I was that night, I was battling with that group, you know, part of that group. So, I mean, they seem like nice people, and I would just like to find a group that's interesting in doing more than just running around slaughtering other players. I mean, there is something to be said for, man, mom really pissed me off. I'm going to go into the game and kill every female character. I'm going to feel so good after this. You know, or some shit like that.
Oh, my God.
It's an example, maybe bad. But anyways, what do you think? Do you enjoy online gaming? Do you even remember what Charlie was talking about last week? Give us a call at our non-existent number or
email us at straightjacketquartet@comcast.net.
Or straightjacket at yahoo.com.
You can also find us on iTunes and Zune.